The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. As always, early August brings a visit to the Art Spot by Donovan Zimmerman from Paperhand Puppet Intervention, headquartered in Saxapaw and having impact all over the Triangle and beyond with their amazing giant puppet pageant creations. And this year's is the Painted Bird, which had its opening night Friday night, last night, August 8th at Forest Theater in Chapel Hill, where it'll be running every weekend and Labor Day through September 7th, and then moving on over to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh on September 12th, 13th, and 14th. So an exciting 6 weeks ahead for you and all your colleagues at Paperhand Puppet Intervention, Donovan.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's our 15th annual show, and we're all 30 of us are pumped up and ready to just put this show out into the world.
Well, you got to be pumped up with giant puppets, masks, stilt walkers, shadow puppets, live music, and a lot more. Tell us about this year's concept, the Painted Bird.
Well, the Painted Bird was something that was just sort of came out of my little dreamscape imagination, I guess, and something I co-developed with Jan, but I was sort of taking the leadership position on this year's show just because he has a newborn this year. And so he's been called back to the home fronts a little bit more to help out where that's very needed and just be a part of the baby's early life there. But so I took the reins and basically just started thinking about this concept of a creation story seen through the eyes of an artist's mind. So basically a creation in color or of color. And so we start with black and white, and the whole story is told by a sort of an old Nicodemus type rat with a walking stick and a nice shaggy mustache and whiskers. And so this old rat kind of gets us into telling this creation story. So in the way, it could just be seen as like some, you know, wild ramblings of some homeless rat, wandering storyteller rat. But anyway, we start out with black and white, and black and white give rise to yellow and blue, which kind of have a, you know, the spark between black and white create the spark of life that gives these elemental beings this really yellow sun-like character, and then the blue watery-like character. And each of the characters that come into being as we unfold this creation story have sort of animal icons that go along with them. So the yellow has sort of these bright yellow golden lions, and they also have some yellow birds that swoosh around, and the blue has fish, and the blue is kind of like a triplets. And of course, when blue and yellow get together, they make the inevitable green, which from green, then we have frogs, and we have these sort of leafy sheep that are pastoral, and there's a giant green man kind of herder character. Anyway, it goes on from there, and we do this unfolding, and it ends up with all the colors mixing in this giant pageantry style that leads to the creation of brown, which is the land and the people of all the different shades of brown that we are on this world. And these giant faces and hands actually roll in and form this landscape. And then all of these brown creatures come bounding out of it in different ways, rabbits and bunnies and mice and moles and hedgehogs even. And so there are, we're using these animals this year as our sort of people. And then the people, once they populate the planet, we create sort of essentially a utopian, a world where there's no war and no strife. There's just people living these people, quote unquote people, you know, these animals. And then we introduce the concept of the rat comes in and gives a little more storytelling after the big harvest dance happens, because all of the colors of that were seen in the early part come bursting out of the brown landscape in the form of different varieties of vegetables that the animals all harvest. Anyway, I just love the simplicity of that particular pageantry sort of big brushstroke that we make there. But then we introduce the idea of this grayness, which you can pretty much already fill in the story from there. It's that universal of a story. The grayness comes in and it's basically a lack of color, and it's taking the idea of our vibrant universe and looking at the introduction of this grayness through the eyes of it being, they're senses. So all the gray parts are all of our senses. We have eyes, ears, nose, mouths, hands, and as they start to cover things over, you know, the imagination, the color gets sucked out of everything, and not out of everything, but I mean, it starts to get covered and forgotten, and it's up to the animals to sort of turn that around. And the idea of the painted bird is the idea of like a phoenix transcending in its multicolored fabulousness. You know, we have to remember, you know, to bring back the painted bird, you know, to give it rise so that it can fly. That's essentially it.
Wow. The FCC will not allow me to adequately respond to that. That is you talk about how simple it is, but that's just conceptually brilliant storytelling. And the first question that comes to my mind is if all of us went around as animals inside a paper hand puppet intervention puppet, would we have world peace and a utopia just by taking that on?
I'm not sure. It would be everyone would lose a few pounds through sweat. I know that much, because this year particularly we have some, of course these are furry creatures, you know, so we have some interesting costumes that have been created this year, quite elaborate, some of them, and you know, sweating for peace.
Indeed. Well, that's a beautiful encapsulation of the story, the painted bird, the pageant, that paper hand puppet intervention will be presenting at Forest Theater through September 7th. It started this past Friday, August 8th, and then moving on to the North Carolina Museum of Art on September 12th, 13th, and 14th. And we'll be back with Donovan Zimmerman from Paper Hand Puppet Intervention right after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on ChapelBurra.com and WCHL. We just heard Donovan Zimmerman from Paper Hand Puppet Intervention do a beautiful telling of the story that is the painted bird that Paper Hand Puppet Intervention is presenting at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill through September 7th, and then moving on to the North Carolina Museum of Art for the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September. I think just hearing the story let listeners get an idea of how much work goes in to making everything that goes into the pageantry of the painted bird. So tell us a little about how you go from that beautiful story concept to the beautiful pageant that comes to life in the Forest Theater.
Well, we start out in May. Usually around May 13th or 14th, sometime in the middle of May, and we line up interns. Usually five. This year we had four, and we have a couple of people who are just artists that we hire to be in the studio who know the ropes, who are former interns, and so we have a full crew out there 4 days a week usually for all of May, June, and July. And it turns into 5 days a week by the time we get into July. But and we also, so we have them, we're working with every day, either sculpting, paper macheing, painting, sewing, all of the things that go into making either a giant puppet, a masked character, a shadow puppet, a painted cardboard flat or sets. There's always something to do, and we're quite ambitious with how much stuff we make, and we do it mostly out of recycled material, though we do have to buy paint and buy all kinds of cloth and things. But so every Saturday through June and July, we have people from the community who get our messages come out and help us build out there in Saxapahaw at our studio. And they can either come out and do layers of papier-mâché. That takes up the first month easily, just layers and layers, because each mask of the, say there's 12 of these animal masks, you know, each one has six layers of papier-mâché, and it takes a little while to get that all done. So we like to give people a chance to be a part of it, and at the same time, just it helps us get the work done. At the same time, we ran a Kickstarter campaign that was successfully funded and able to give us what it took to buy all the materials that we needed and make the production happen, which was just fabulous, and we really are thankful for that. And then the cast came in around the end of middle of June, and we started rehearsing a few times a week, and the band came together, and we've been, you know, just finding the music together. I sort of asked these folks to just start writing music based on these ideas and sketches that I showed them, and so they start writing music, and I'm writing the script, and I'm basically having my hand in just about everything and going on. And I love being involved in everything, and that's why I got so drawn to puppetry in the first place, was just the combination, the synergy of all the art forms, the painting, the theater, the music, everything just found a little melting pot, I guess, kind of a place to be.
Yeah, I can see that, and essentially every creative person is some kind of storyteller, looking for the right means that fits them best for telling stories, and Paper Hand Puppet Intervention does a remarkable job of this kind of storytelling you were just describing. How did Paper Hand come to be?
Well, way back in the day, Jan Berger and I met, who's my creative collaborator, partner in this, and we met and became friends probably 20 years ago, and then we made our first puppet show on his invitation. From I was making masks in New England, and he was doing his own thing down here, and we came down, or I came down to meet up with him, and we created our first show together for the Hall River Festival, which is our local environmental education festival. And it was a big hit, and we've been making shows together ever since, 15, 16 years ago. So that's how it started, essentially. And again, we trade off on who's being what we call the Uber, which is like who's in charge. But sometimes we just do it side by side and co-direct and trade off rehearsals. And other times we just say, you take this one and I'll just support you. And So that's how it is this year with me.
Yeah, and you've taken the lead on the painted bird. Mm-hmm. So how can folks find out more about Paper Hand Puppet Intervention?
Well, we have a website, paperhand.org, which has tons of information about everything you hopefully need to know for getting to the Forest Theater and bringing yourself a picnic, or all the different things that people have questions about. And we ask for a $12 to $15 sliding scale for adults and $8 to $10 for kids. It really is a sliding scale, and we are committed to the idea of making art for everyone, so we don't turn anyone away, even if you have no money that you can spend. We welcome people to come, and I'd rather have people see the show than not see it. I didn't get into puppetry to get rich. Obviously.
Idea.
Yeah, that would have been a bad plan. So I got into it because I was passionate about the arts, and it was just, I was driven to it, and I found my thing at an early age. When I was about 19, I got introduced to Bread and Puppet Theater in Vermont. Yeah. And it sort of opened my mind up, my world up, to the idea of being a puppeteer / I've been starting to use the term that Peter Schumann of Bread and Puppet uses, which is maximalist. So I'm now officially a maximalist artist.
Yeah, I think given the description of the painted bird and some of the beautiful puppets y'all have created each summer, I think maximalist is very fitting, especially that big guy we had in the Nicholson Gallery in July of 2013 that greeted me every day. That was definitely maximal.
Yeah, we just took down our last show from the Art Center as well, and had some big stuff in there from past years.
Indeed. I one time had the misfortune of inheriting a job whose predecessor had once hired Bread and Puppet to do a street parade through the town. And so I would get asked about once every 2 weeks, when are you going to bring Bread and Puppet back? And I'd hold out my empty wallet by means of explanation.
Right.
This is Fuller. I'll bring Bread and Puppet back.
Right.
But we will be back on the Art Spot with Donovan Zimmerman from Paper Hand Puppet Intervention right after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Visiting today with Donovan Zimmerman from Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Paper Hand's 15th giant puppet pageant for all ages, the Painted Bird, is now running each weekend through September 7th at the Forest Theater on the UNC Chapel Hill campus, and then it'll move for three more shows in Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Art on September 12th, 13th, and 14th. The shows in Chapel Hill are at 7 p.m. with a 6:20 pre-show, except for 3 o'clock matinees on August 24th, 31st, and September 7th, all of those being Sundays. And we've really enjoyed hearing from Donovan about this amazing maximalist production of The Painted Bird. I think one note that really strikes me about your summer pageants is that they're truly an all-ages show in a very important sense that I don't quite have the language to hit exactly, but that they genuinely are for all ages. This isn't a children's show that parents can sort of enjoy, or a parent show that children can sort of get. This is a show that hits on many different levels and reaches all age groups in the audience.
We really strive to do that, and we're trying to make our messages and our things that we speak about directly appeal to the human heart. And, you know, kids understand a lot more than we give them credit for. And we're firm believers that talking down to kids in the form of the art or the media that we feed them is not serving their best interest. That the sort of stereotypical, hey, everybody, it's a puppet show kind of little silly, goofy way of like dumbing things down for kids. I don't think that it really it speaks well of our belief in our kids. So, you know, on that point though, I would point out that sometimes people occasionally have said that Paper Hand can be a little bit dark, and if for any of the listeners out there who I can address this directly to, I would just say if you take a look at any Disney film, that you're going to get a level of dark that we don't even get near, I would say, as far as we never try to create an actual evil character. We never even consider doing evil. And we, I would be hard pressed to, imagine how we, you know, are being anything other than as real as we can be. And sometimes that includes the darkness that is in humanity. But we tend to focus on the hopeful and the sort of the uplifting, even though we don't we don't ignore the other side of the coin.
Thanks for being on the Art Spot today, Donovan. The Paper Hand Puppet Interventions, the Painted Bird at Forest Theater through September 7th, North Carolina Museum of Art, September 12th through 14th, paperhand.org.